I only got to ride this thing maybe 5 or 6 times before I got sick.
Jeremy Wright's mountain bike sits right inside the door of his Carborough apartment, but he's hardly been able to enjoy it.
It's a shame because I was like really getting into it, and then it sat in storage like my snowboards for too long.
Wright says he was 33 when he contracted COVID-19. Now he is 37 and he still has symptoms. He has long COVID, which he says completely changed his life.
I was a snowboarder and did mountain biking, all that stuff. So this is obviously my life before long COVID.
Wright says his bout with long COVID was initially mild, but then he developed brain fog, which made it hard for him to concentrate and do his job at an IT firm. He also got fatigued quickly and didn't have much energy.
There was no margin for extra stress or extra exertion.
According to the CDC, 11% of adults who contracted COVID-19 now report long COVID symptoms. Wright says his was bad enough that he decided to leave his home in Lake Tahoe, California.
Part of what inspired me to move back here was to be closer to the UNC and Duke systems and just all of the really good medical research that's going on around here.
Some of that research happens here at UNC's Long COVID Recovery Clinic, one of the country's oldest. It was started a year into the pandemic and has seen more than 2,300 patients. Nursing coordinator Allison Judge says each patient works with a team of doctors and therapists.
They will come and stay probably about 4 hours. Each one spends about 30 minutes with them, does pretty much a head-to-toe assessment. Afterwards, we have a big roundtable discussion and talk about what type of therapy should they have, what type of therapy should they have first.
But treatment here goes beyond medication or conventional physical therapy. People with long COVID often have trouble staying alert and concentrating the way they used to. So therapists here sometimes retrain them to do everyday tasks.
So here you can just drive along, you got your gas and your brake pedals, steering.
Occupational therapist Marie Curtis says this driving simulator can help people with what she calls that woozy feeling that's characteristic of long COVID.
When you think about operating a car, it takes cognitive energy, so thinking about dividing your attention, keeping up with your speed, keeping up with the directions. So it's kind of bringing in all those different components and helping them practice in a safe environment.
Clinic founder Dr. John Barada says therapists also train patients how to modify their activities and conserve their energy, like putting a chair in the shower. But he says there's still a lot researchers don't know.
We have been able to refine the assessment of people with post-COVID symptoms and also to refine treatment possibilities for them. We still are unable to provide a curative treatment for the underlying medical cause, and that's because we really don't know what it is in most cases.
Barada says he's hopeful new treatments are on the horizon. Jeremy Wright, the long COVID patient, is hopeful too. He's getting ready for his first assessment at the UNC clinic, with a specific milestone in mind.
My biggest goal I actually put down on my list as a resolution is I want to get back on a snowboard. That was life to me.
He's determined not to let long COVID hold him back forever. In Chapel Hill, I'm Henry Taylor. Beer and wine are the reigning king and queen of the alcohol beverage market, but another is slowly gaining popularity. Mead, or honey wine, is being brewed by people who see gold in honey.
There's going to be liquid going first, and then CO2 will be pushing out.
The sounds of the process aren't always the prettiest. Ben Starr is the lead mead maker at Starlight Mead in Pittsburgh. He spends many of his days brewing the drink in massive vats that hold hundreds of gallons of honey.
I was a beekeeper growing up, so I've always loved honey. And then Becky and I, my wife, we made our first batch of mead in 2004, and then we were off to the races.
Simple mead is perhaps the oldest alcoholic drink. It's made from just honey, water, and yeast, left to ferment over 2 to 3 months. But Starr says modern meaderies attract more drinkers by adding flavors to that base.
You can take 50 gallons of it, add teas, honey, and spices, and it becomes our chai tea mead. Take 100 gallons of it, add apple juice and spices, and it becomes our spiced apple.
That flavor is Starlight's biggest seller.
I like the spiced apple. It's like drinking an apple pie.
Keely Goodwin was among the customers at a Starlight tasting event. Some were there to buy bottles of mead, which ranged from $22 to $35, while others were just there to try it out. Since discovering the ancient drink, Goodwin has been spreading the buzz.
My sister-in-law and brother-in-law came from Texas, and they had never had mead before, but they are very big wine drinkers. And this was a whole new experience for them, and they absolutely loved it. The mead industry, if it's not growing, it's not from lack of trying. They really promote really well.
The American Mead Makers Association says the number of meaderies has grown from 60 in 2003 to 450 in 2020. However, many customers are still unaware of the drink. Kevin Anderson is with a group called Alcohol Industry Associates, which does legal consulting for breweries and wineries. He says mead is still much smaller than the beer and wine industry, likely due to a lack of public knowledge.
The public doesn't fully know exactly what it is. They think of sometimes mead or honey wine as kind of an old school, you know, type of wine that's been around for thousands of years, but really it's been revitalized.
A busy night at Starlight is just a few customers spread out among the bar, tables, and rocking chairs on the front porch. But Ben Starr is optimistic that the mead industry and his business will continue to grow.
We're doing all of our own bottling and everything. We've got kegs going now. We're aging things in barrels. There's always new stuff and learning from each other, so it's great.
And Starr plans to keep experimenting, hoping to find the next big flavor. In Pittsburgh, I'm Henry Taylor.